Battle of Ramadan, jihadis kill 584, injure 587 in 3 weeks of holy month. By Edwin Mora on May 21, 2020. Casualties at the hands of jihadis during the first 3 weeks of Ramadan hit a grim milestone, exceeding 1,000 with 584 fatalities and 587 injuries, data compiled by Breitbart News shows. This report covers April 24, the first full day of the holy month, through May 14. On average, Islamic terrorists killed about 28 people and injured an estimated 28 others during that three-week period. There were an estimated 56 casualties, which include fatalities and injuries, each day. Islamic terrorist attacks have continued seemingly undeterred during Ramadan despite the ongoing Chinese coronavirus pandemic and the associated lockdowns. Jihadis from the Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL, the second deadliest group during the holiest month for Muslims, had reportedly dubbed their efforts the Battle of Ramadan. This year, the number of casualties, which includes deaths and injuries, is on pace to exceed those from 2019. The 1,171 casualties, 584 fatalities, 587 injuries, during the first 3 weeks of the holy month have already surpassed the 1,087, 531 fatalities, 556 injuries, during the same period last year by about 10%. The Afghan Taliban remains the bloodiest and most prolific group, with 76 attacks, 264 deaths, 278 injuries. Taliban narco-jihadis are responsible for about half all the attacks and casualties, respectively. During Ramadan's ongoing month, there have been 164 attacks in 18 countries, the vast majority in Afghanistan. Despite the fall of its so-called caliphate early last year, ISIS continues to wreak havoc in what some monitor groups and news outlets have described as a potential resurgence, mainly in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. ISIS is the second deadliest terrorist group during Ramadan, responsible for the most bloody single-day attack, 32 fatalities, 133 injuries, which took place at a funeral in Afghanistan on May 12. In the last few weeks, the group has carried out some of the deadliest attacks in months in Iraq and Afghanistan. This week's count covers the heinous attack on a maternity ward in the Afghan capital of Kabul that left at least 24 people dead, including mothers and newborns, and 16 people injured. While the U.S. blames ISIS's wing in Afghanistan for the attack, Kabul blames the Taliban. Breitbart News' Ramadan count did not assign the responsibility for the attack to either group, but as both potential culprits subscribe to jihadist ideology, the attack is almost certainly jihadist in nature. Early this year, the United States and the Taliban signed a preliminary agreement to pave the way for intra-Afghan negotiations and the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign forces. The vast majority of the victims of the Ramadan attacks are Muslims. Breitbart News recorded some attacks by militants from unknown groups using improvised explosive devices, IED, in areas within the Sahel region of Africa, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Syria, known to be jihadi hotbeds. IED is a preferred weapon of jihadis, known to urge their members and supporters to engage in jihad on Ramadan, believing that martyrs will get extra rewards in paradise. Despite these attempts, violence is entirely dissonant with Ramadan for most Muslims. Most of them follow the tradition of abstaining from eating, drinking, smoking, having sex, and other physical needs each day, starting from before the break of dawn until sunset during Ramadan. Breitbart News primarily gleans its tally from the Religion of Peace website and the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, ACLED, in coordination with news and government reports. This report only includes incidents where Breitbart News has corroborated those reports in online entities that monitor jihadi activity. It also omits attacks where the jihadist nature of the perpetrators is not clear, including attacks where no group has taken responsibility in an area where terrorists of non-jihadist ideologies are also present. The overall number of attacks and the associated casualties could be higher, given that Breitbart News is not able to confirm all incidents. Moreover, monitor groups do not document all terror events online. Death and injury figures may change as some victims succumb to their wounds. For the most part, The tally excludes casualties suffered by jihadis. Some of the documented incidents in Syria may inadvertently include deaths and injuries sustained by rebel groups with Islamic terrorist ties. All the terrorist attacks so far during Ramadan 2020, as documented by Breitbart News, include April 24, Badghis, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 13 local policemen and takes 8 other prisoners in the village of Layman in Al-Aina City. April 24, Ghor, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 civilian in the village of Tegah-e-Timur in Firoz Co. April 24, Diyala, Iraq, Islamic State. ISIS/ISIL kills at least 2 members of the pro-government Sunni militia forces Al-Hashd al-Shairi. April 24, Borno, Nigeria, suspected Boko Haram jihadists kill 5, including 3 policemen, and wound several others in the state capital of Maiduguri. April 24, Faryab/Ghazni, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 3 civilians in northern Faryab province, 1 other in eastern Ghazni, wounds a total of 25 others, including women and children. April 24, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS kills official in charge of fuel and his nephew in Kurdish-controlled northeastern Syria. April 25, Badghis, Afghanistan, Taliban mortar kills a woman, wounds a child in the village of Kamangiolia in Qadi's district. April 25, Jozjan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 pro-government militia members and wounds 4 others in the Hyderabad village of Faizabad district. April 25, Faryab, Afghanistan, Taliban kills a 70-year-old man in the village of Sufiala located in the Kaisar district. April 25, Faryab, Afghanistan, Taliban improvised explosive device, ORID, kills a child and injures an adult civilian in Almar district. April 25, Faryab, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 and wounds 10 civilians, including women and children, in Koi village of Kaisar district. April 25, Uruzgan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 4 policemen and wounds 3 others. April 25, Dali, Yemen, Iran-backed Houthi rebels kill 5 pro-government forces, wound 11 others in the Al-Hosha district. April 25, Logar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 7 members of the Afghan National Defense Security Forces, ANSF, and kidnaps 4 others in Barak-e-Barak district. The ANSF includes police and army units. April 26, Parwan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills police officer in the Matak area of Charikar district. April 26, Herat, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 police officers, wounds another in the village of Kayseri-Nazar in Pashtun Sargon district. April 26, Faryab, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 soldier and is linked to killing 1 civilian and wounding 3 others in Shirin Tagab district. April 26, Logar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 5 police officers and takes 4 other prisoners in Barak-e-Barak district. April 26, Uruzgan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 3 police officers, wounds 2 in the Nakhon area of Tarinkot. April 26, Mogadishu, Somalia, Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab kills 4 and wounds 3 in the Helaim base that houses American and European troops. April 26, Takhar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 7, wounds 3 government-backed militiamen in Khwaja Bahauddin district. April 26, North Kivu, Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, fighters from the ISIS-linked Armed Democratic Force, ADF, kill 6, including 1 woman, in the town of Malambo. April 26, Al-Anbar, Iraq, ISIS kills Wali district councilman, kidnaps his son, wounds 2 other family members. April 26, Mogadishu, Somalia, Al-Shabaab assassinates a businessman. April 27, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS wound 2 policemen. April 27, Jozjan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 soldiers, wounds 3 in Mingajik district. April 27, Takhar, Afghanistan, Taliban Red Unit kills 4 pro-government militia members, wounds 2 others in Lalagasar village of Yangiala district. April 27, Badghis, Afghanistan. Taliban marksman kills two police officers and wounds another as they were bringing water from a well in the village of Mirza Ali in Qadi's district. April 27, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills two soldiers, wounds another in Sachinara area of Chardar district. April 27, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills one police officer, wounds another in the Aqi Bay village of Imam Sahib district. April 27, Herat, Afghanistan. Taliban jihadis on motorcycle kill one member of the primary intelligence agency in Afghanistan. The National Security Directorate, NDS, in Golran district. April 27, Paktia, Afghanistan. Taliban kills four police officers in Gardez city. April 27, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban abducts and kills three civilians in Maimana city. April 27, Colomb, France, ISIS-linked man rammed his car into two police motorcyclists, seriously injuring them. April 27, Gore, Afghanistan, unknown terrorist group places improvised explosive device, IED, that kills an ANSF member in the village of Maidenek, in the Barakana area of the provincial capital Firozpur. The area has no significant non-jihadist terrorist presence. April 28, Herat, Afghanistan, Taliban kills one soldier, wounds another in the village of Nurzaya in Kashki Kone district. April 28, Kirkuk, Iraq, ISIS suicide attack wounds three security forces. April 29, Central District, Israel. Palestinian teen stabs 62-year-old Israeli woman in the town of Kfar Sapa in what authorities described as a terror attack. April 29, South Cotabato, Philippines. Jihadis from the ISIS-linked Ansar al-Khalifa kill two police officers in an outskirt village in Polomolok. April 29, Kabul, Afghanistan. Taliban kills three civilians and wounds 15 others in the Rishkor area of Charsiab district. April 29, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills three soldiers, wounds another, and kidnaps an additional soldier in the Zakhali Kadim area of Kunduz city. April 29, Logar, Afghanistan. Taliban kills two soldiers, wounds another in Karwar district. April 29, Badghis, Afghanistan. Taliban kills one pro-government militiaman, wounds another in the village of Khoristan in Mokhtar district. April 29, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban kills two police officers in the Hadbaxi area of Khan Charba district. April 29, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban kills one soldier, one civilian woman, wounds 15 civilians, one soldier in Shirin Tagab district. April 29, Herat, Afghanistan. Taliban kills two soldiers in the village of Qayajir in Kashki Robat Sangi district. April 29, Herat, Afghanistan. Taliban kills two soldiers in the village of Charig in Gorian district. April 29, Samangan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills nine pro-government militiamen and wounds nine others. April 29, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills four police officers and wounds three others in the Aqi Bay and Na'abad villages of Imam Sahib district. April 29, Badakhshan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills three police officers, one pro-government militiaman, two members of territorial army, and wounds eight others. April 30, Ghazni, Afghanistan. Taliban roadside bomb kills two men, two women, one child in the Nizar Khan area of Andar district. April 30, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban Red Unit kills three police officers, wounds seven on the highway connecting Khan Abad district to Kunduz city. April 30, Takhar, Afghanistan. Taliban Red Unit kills five pro-government militiamen, wounds five others in the Lalagasar village of Yangi Ala district. April 30, Sinai, Egypt, an ISIS improvised explosive device, IED, kills up to 10 soldiers near the southern city of Bir al-Abad. April 30, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS snipers wound two policemen. April 30, Dhaka, Bangladesh, terror-linked Islamist Jamaat-e-Islami affiliated with killing a child and wounding 11. April 30, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban I kills the head of the intelligence office of Nawa district and his bodyguard. April 30, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS-I strikes a bus carrying Syrian soldiers, killing six of them. April 30, Aleppo, Syria, Al-Qaeda-linked Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, kills a civilian, injures five others. April 30, Idlib, Syria, HTS kills the Kurdish civilian. April 30, Aleppo, Syria, Turkish-backed Islamists from Akrar al-Sharqiya brutally injure a man with special needs in a market in rural Afrin for eating in public and not observing Ramadan. April 30, Pattani, Thailand, Islamists from the Barisan Revolution Asianal, BRN, injure a police officer in a shootout. April 30, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS injures three Kurdish-led SDF soldiers near the gas plant in Jadidata cadet town. May 1, Aleppo, Syria, Turkish-backed Akrar al-Sharqiya jihadis kill a Turkish-backed military police officer, injure three others in the city of Jarabulus. May 1, Logar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills three soldiers, wounds two others in Baraki Barak district. May 1, Balkh, Afghanistan, Taliban attacks police headquarters and district governor's office in Zari district, killing one civilian, nine soldiers, five pro-Kabul militia members, wounds 20 other ANSF members. May 1, Deir Ezzor, Syria, ISIS injures five members of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, in Daman village. May 1, Deir Ezzor, Syria, IED goes off in an area with heavy ISIS presence, killing two children and injuring three others. May 2, Lagman, Afghanistan, suspected Taliban narco-jihadis detonate motorcycle laden with explosives in from the of the prison in the provincial capital of Mataram, killing three civilians and wounding four security forces, including prison head. May 2, Paktia, Afghanistan, Taliban kills two pro-Kabul militiamen, wound three others in Nansarji Kanda area of Pathan district. May 2, Kandahar, Afghanistan, unknown terrorists detonate a bomb while police officers were shopping in the provincial capital of Kandahar city, killing one and wounding another. Kandahar is the birthplace of the Taliban and a jihadi hotbed. May 2, Raqqa, Syria, Turkish-backed Islamists from Akrar al-Sharqiya brutally injure a civilian in the Turabik village of Ain Issa for smoking cigarettes during the daytime of Ramadan. May 2, Salahaddin, Iraq, ISIS kills at least 10 members, setting some of them ablaze, wounds four others of the Iran-linked Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, who helped decimate the Sunni terrorist group's so-called caliphate. May 2, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills four police officers, wounds one or others in at the Zagnia station. May 2, Pulwama, Indian Kashmir, unknown terrorists throw grenade at security forces, injuring one. Terrorism in the area directed against Indian forces is almost exclusively jihadist in nature. May 2, Kupwara, Indian Kashmir, Pakistan-linked terrorist group Lashkar-e-Taiba, LET, affiliated with a terrorist attack that kills five Indian forces in the town of Hanwara. May 2, Narathi Wat, Thailand, suspected BRN Islamists kill two civilians. May 2, Benue, Nigeria, Fulani herdsmen kill two people, wound two others in the village of Amand on Makurdi Naka Road. May 3, Diffa, Niger, ISIS West Africa kills at least one, wounds others. May 3, Pattani, Thailand, suspected Islamist BRN militants kill two soldiers. May 3, Kupwara, Indian Kashmir, LET suspected in a blast that injures eight civilians, including children in the town of Hanwara. May 3, Herat, Afghanistan, unknown terrorists kill two members of top intel agency NDS near the governor's office in Gorian district. The area has no significant known non-jihadist terrorist activity. May 3, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills seven PMF members, injures five. May 3, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills three, wounds four other members of the Iraqi military, tribal fighters. May 3, Plateau, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists kill 4 Christians in the Myongo area. May 4, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban terrorists target military base in the Yaxchil area of Grishk district with an explosives-laden vehicle, killing 10 pro-Kabul militia members, 1 soldier, and wounding 10 other militiamen, 3 soldiers. May 4, Idlib, Syria, HTS launches grenade, then opens fire on civilians in Idlib city's Al-Jamia neighborhood, killing 2 and injuring others. May 4, Idlib, Syria, indiscriminate gunshot leaves baby girl killing in a refugee camp on the outskirts of Kelly town, home to clashes between HTS and Syrian rebels. May 4, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills 1 soldier, wounds 4 others in the town of Bariz. May 4, Lagman, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 civilian in Alishang district. May 5, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban jihadis kill 2 police officers with IED, kill another after the explosion. May 5, Abyan, Yemen, suspected Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. AQAP, jihadis kill a civilian and soldier. May 5, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS injures at least 1 soldier in Boru sub-district of Dak, injures 4. May 5, Kirkuk, Iraq, ISIS kills 2 Iraqi forces in Burmdi village near Hawija. May 5, Plateau, Nigeria, Fulani terrorist attack Christian school in the village of Ganarap, injuring headmaster, who survived shot in the head, and 3 of his family members. May 6, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban jihadis kill a police officer who was shopping in Lashkargah, the provincial capital. May 6, Benue, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists kill man, his pregnant wife in Tarkand village. May 7, Khost, Afghanistan, Taliban terrorists kill a provincial police chief, his bodyguard, and secretary, wounds another, in the Guadarrahim area of Nader Shakat district. May 7, Deir Ezzer, Syria, ISIS jihadis kill at least 11 Syrian regime forces and militia loyalists and injure many others. May 7, Deir Ezzer, Syria, ISIS kills 2 members of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, in the town of En al-Baghouz in the al-Bokamal countryside. May 7, Deir Ezzer, Syria, IED placed by an unknown terrorist group in an area with prominent ISIS presence kills 2 members of the pro-Kurd, pro-Syrian regime National Defense Forces, NDF, militia. May 7, Lower Shabelle, Somalia, Al-Shabaab kills man in the town of Afkoy. May 7, Diyala, Iraq, suspected ISIS sniper kills police officer in Khan Bani Saad. May 7, North Kivu, DRC, ISIS-linked ADF jihadis kill 2 civilians in Mabachandu village. May 8, Kandahar, Afghanistan, unknown terrorist side kills police officer near a checkpoint in the 10th Police District of Kandahar City, the capital of the province, known as the birthplace of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda hotbed. May 8, North Kivu, DRC, ISIS-linked ADF jihadis behead 3 people, including a woman, in the Ituri region. May 8, Ansoro, Niger, unknown jihadis kill at least 20 people in the villages of Gadabo, Zibane Koi Rizino, and Zibane Tiku. There is no significant presence of non-jihadist terrorism in the area. May 8, Adamawa, Nigeria, Boko Haram kills 2 in the town of Dumankara in the Matagali region. May 8, Benue, Nigeria, Fulani herdsmen kill 2 women, injure others in the Guma region's Yelwada community. May 8, Benue, Nigeria, Fulani herdsmen kill 1, wound another in Iman village on Makurdi Naka Road. May 9, Kandahar, Afghanistan, Taliban jihadis kill a police officer. May 9, Kunduz, Afghanistan, Taliban ambushes a rickshaw transferring food to a military base in the Dokani Adam Khan area from Khan Abad district, killing 1 civilian and 1 soldier. May 9, Gore, Afghanistan, Taliban kidnaps and kills Agriculture Department employee in the village of Madrasa in Firoz Co. May 10, Hama, Syria, jihadis from the Al-Qaeda-linked Wahirat al-Muminin Operations Room kill 32 Assad regime troops and loyalists in the Sal al-Gob plain. May 10, Deir ez-Zor, Syria, ISIS kills two Kurdish-led SDF troops in the town of Al-Shul. May 10, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban narco-jihadis on a motorcycle opened fire on ANS forces in the 3rd Police District of the provincial capital of Lashkargah, killing one soldier, a member of the NDS intel agency, and wounding another, as well as a civilian. May 10, Herat, Afghanistan, Taliban kidnaps and kills a soldier in the village of Karimabad in Pashtun Sarkand district. May 10, Ghor province, Taliban kills 4 ANSF members, including 2 soldiers and 2 police officers, in the Wazi Sofla area of Morgad district. May 10, Balkh, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 7 ANSF members, including 3 police officers and 4 pro-Kabul militiamen, wounds 1 police officer, kidnaps another in the Baba Yusuf area of Balkh district. May 10, Kidal region, Mali, unknown jihadi Zaid kills 3 United Nations peacekeepers, wounds 4 in the Aguil Haq commune. Jihadist groups are the only ones known to attack UN targets in the area currently. May 11, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, KP, Pakistan, unknown jihadi Zaid injures 5, including 2 policemen, near the Rampura Gate Business Center amid high alert for potential acts of terrorism in Peshawar. The area is not known to have significant non-jihadist terrorist activity. May 11, Faryab, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 soldier, wounds another in the Uzbek village of Kohistan district. May 11, Balkh, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 civilian, wounds 3 pro-Kabul militiamen in the Machininigari village of Didadi district. May 11, Kandahar, Afghanistan, unknown terrorist side kills 2 police officers in the Siasong Dara area of Argandab district. The province is a jihadi hotbed. May 11, Farah, Afghanistan, ANSF accuses the Taliban of launching mortar that kills at least 4 children, between 5 and 7, and wounds 3 others in the Shiwankali area of Balabaluk district. May 11, Lagman, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 18 soldiers, wounds 12 ANSF members, including 11 soldiers, kidnaps 4 soldiers, and NDS intel officer in Ali Shan district. May 11, Badghis, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 soldier who was shopping in the center of Abkhamari district. May 11, Paktika, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 3 civilians, including a child and 2 adults, and wounds 2 other children as they return from a mosque in the Muhammad Hassan village of Kirkat district. May 11, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills Kurdish man and his wife in the town of Kanakin. May 11, Kaduna, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists target Christian majority region, killing 17, including an entire household and 6-year-old hacked to death, and injuring 6, including a 3-year-old shot in the head, in Gonan Rogo village. May 11, Plateau, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists kill 10, including a woman and her 2 children, in the villages of Zemedate and Tan Long. May 11, Yaga, Burkina Faso, unknown jihadis kill 4 soldiers, kidnap 4 others in the village of Konkan Fagawal. May 11, Benue, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists kill 5 Christians, including 2 women, in Gwer West and Guma local government areas. May 12, Benue, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists kill 2 in the Agasha town in Guma local government area. May 12, Kaduna, Nigeria, Fulani jihadis kill 1 civilian and injure another in the Idanudoka village. May 12, Kaduna, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists kill a man and his wife in Kachal village. May 12, Kaduna, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists injure 1 person in the village of Ungwan Rana Doka. May 12, West Bank, Israel, Palestinian deemed a terrorist kills soldier with a brick in the village of Yate. May 12, Deir ez-Zor, Syria, ISIS kills 5 Assad regime forces and loyalists on the front lines of Jabal al-Bishri desert. May 12, Ghor, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 4 pro-Kabul militiamen, wound 3 others in the village of Bayakha and Firozkoh, the provincial capital. May 12, Deir ez-Zor, Syria, ISIS kills one Assad regime fighter in the area of Fata ibn Mu'in ? In Al-Mayadeen Desert. May 12, Coast, Afghanistan, unknown terrorist side kills a child, wounds 10 other civilians in the Kalbaisat Bazaar area of Sabri District. May 12, Kandahar, Afghanistan, unknown terrorist side kills two police officers in the Ingurgah area of Shah Ali Khat District. The province is a jihadi hotbed. May 12, Kandahar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills a civilian working as cook in a security outpost in Panjshwa District. May 12, Nangarhar, Afghanistan, ISIS suicide bomber, in group's most prominent provincial stronghold, kills 32, wounds 133 others during the funeral of a former pro-Kabul militia commander in Quds District. May 12, Kabul, Afghanistan, government blames Taliban. U.S. blames ISIS for vicious attack on maternity ward that kills at least 24, including new mothers and newborns, health workers, one police officer, and wounds 16 others. Taliban denies, ISIS does not. May 12, Saladin, Iraq, ISIS kills a mosque employee in Tin neighborhood, abducts a Kurdish farmer in Suleiman Bag, both incidents in the city of Tuz Kurmatu. May 12, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills two PMF in the village of Makayas in the Kanakin district. May 13, Kaduna, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists kill five and injure one in the village of Makiali. May 13, Benue, Nigeria, Fulani terrorists kill four, injure three at the Guma local government area. May 13, Paktia, Afghanistan, Taliban kills five, including two soldiers, a police officer, and two civilians, in the Khattab area of Zurmah district. May 13, Kandahar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills a police officer in the center of Panjshwa district. May 13, Coast, Afghanistan, unknown terrorists kill one civilian, wound another while they were praying in a local mosque in the Toro Dando area of Sabari district. The area has no significant history of non-jihadist terrorist activity. May 13, Paktika, Afghanistan, Taliban jihadis kill a police officer and civilian in Sharna City. May 13, Takhar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills five local police officers, wounds five others in the Na'abad village of Dashtiala district. May 13, Jozjan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills two pro-Kabul militiamen, wounds four others and two civilians in the Akhchanuma village of Aksha district. May 13, Paktia, Afghanistan, Taliban vehicle-borne improvised explosive device, VBET, kills five, including four ANSF members, wounds 32, including nine soldiers, in the provincial capital of Gardez. May 13, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS side injures four Kurdish farmers near Jalala district. May 13, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS sniper wounds three near the provincial capital of Baghdad. May 14, Jozjan, Afghanistan, Taliban terrorists kill two pro-Kabul militiamen, wound another in the Karabuin village of Aksha district. May 14, Kunduz, Afghanistan, Taliban jihadis kill five police officers, wound three, and kidnap two others in Khan Abad district. May 14, Balkh, Afghanistan, Taliban kills five commandos in Dalat Abad district. May 14, Balkh, Afghanistan, Taliban I kills four soldiers, wounds two others in Dalat Abad district. May 14, Balkh, Afghanistan, Taliban kills two police officers, three soldiers, one civilian, and wounds four ANSF members, a teenager in the Maiden Hawaii area of Dalat Abad district. May 14, Herat, Afghanistan, Taliban kills one female civilian and wounds two others and two police officers. May 14, Ghazni, Afghanistan, Taliban kills two police officers, kidnaps two others in the Siasang village of Dayak district. May 14, Kandahar, Afghanistan, unknown terrorist side kills three and wounds five, including women, children, and police officers, in the provincial capital's Inomina area. The province is a jihadi hotbed.